In our Friday food section this week, Chicago's best soups. With us today, Eater Chicago's editor, Ashok Selvam. Ashok, good morning. This is the season for soup, isn't it?
Oh, it's getting a little chilly out there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's time to talk about these places. First, did you have soup at all of these places? If you did, you must be pretty full right now.
It takes some time. It's a long process. I sacrificed my body and put it on the line. But yeah, we tried soups over a couple a month to put this map together.
All right, let's go down some of the places on your list, starting with Mignoli. Mignoli, is that how you say that?
Mignoli, yeah. They are in Andersonville, 5420 North Clark Street. And they're one of the few places that has homemade noodles, which is, you know, I wish we had more of that in Chicago. The noodles really give the, it's a Taiwanese soup. And you don't really see this type of soup much in Chicago. And the noodles plus the broth, you know, it's like kind of the Southeast Asian type of flavors. But the noodles really is what gives this particular soup the end. And it's got nice, really nice braised meat in there as well.
On North Clark in Andersonville, the next place I want to ask you about is Andy's, and they have a few locations around town, don't they?
Yeah, I grew up on the northwest side in Jefferson Park, so I've always had like a soft spot for the Polish community. And when I'm sick, I don't think anything is better than some old world chicken noodle soup.
Right.
And that's why I like Andy's. And, you know, it's just, you go to the counter. I don't speak Polish. Maybe you do. Maybe you can make it out. You know, you just kind of point out to that. And I just think it's like the elixir of the gods. It just will revive you if you're feeling really bad, a stuffed up day. And, you know, chicken noodle soup has always been a great remedy. And I think Andy's is among the best because soup doesn't have to be fancy. And that's what I like about Andy's.
Yeah, it's like medicine. Andy's Deli and three places, right? They have three.
Yeah, I mean, they're a combination, you know, deli, grocery store, and it just is one of those places that you know, if you don't appreciate, these type of places are going away in Chicago, so you should just patronize it and appreciate it.
No soup for you!
one of the soups I miss is the great gumbo that Jimmy Bannis used to make at Heaven on 7, but you've got a place that sounds pretty good as far as southern soup. Big Jones, tell us about it.
Well, Big Jones is one of the most revered restaurants in Chicago. Its chef, Paul Freibach, is just, you know, he has a dedication to Southern cuisine. And over again, it's not too close for Mignoli at 5347 North Clark Street. It is, you know, just the classic, you know, gumbo yaya with the crumbled andouille sausage, the Amish chicken. And, you know, it just has the right mix of spice without overwhelming your senses, and it's presented in a really kind of refined manner without being kind of, you know, too cool for school.
Big Jones sounds great. And for the vegan people, you've got the Pick Me Up Cafe. Tell us about that.
Oh, Pick Me Up Cafe was originally in Wrigleyville on Clark, and now it's moved. It's still on Clark. It just moved a little bit north at 4882 North Clark Street. And, you know, they've always been vegan friendly, you know, always kind of that counterculture across from, you know, our hot dog munching Cub fans at Wrigley Field. And, they, you know, they have a rotating menu of stuff that, you know, folks that don't need dairy, don't need meat.
Got it. And you obviously did some good detective work because you got a place for great soup on your list that's actually hidden away in the back of a parking lot on Lawrence Avenue. Talk to us about Hanbat.
Oh, boy. Hanbat, you know, there's a real good tradition of Korean soups. And again, like I was talking about Andy's, when I'm feeling stuffy, nothing beats a good bowl. And these Korean flavors, like, we need to celebrate them more. Like, you just like kind of, there's something nice about coming, going into a store and coming out with a paper bag of like just like a brown paper bag of like secret stuff.
Yeah.
And Hanbat has just like, that's all they do is soup. And, you know, no matter what you pick, you're going to pick a winner. And it's one of those places that you want to be maybe a little bit adventurous. Maybe you're not too familiar with Korean food, but it really, it hits the spot. It's one of my places to get soup. And it doesn't matter what you get there. It's going to be awesome.
Sounds like Hanbaid is a little hard to find, though, huh?
Yeah, it is, but no, you know, we got Google Maps now. You can figure it out. You know, like it's got such a following. You know, folks, it does stick out in the neighborhood.
You just cost yourself a soup.
Hanbaid. A Mexican soup is always good, and I like that you have a lot of mom and pop places on your list, including Cafe El Tapatio. Tell us about that.
Yeah. El Tapatio, and it's another place that just has a big following with vegetarians and vegans as well. That's 3358 North Ashland. And what I like about pozole, you know, you can just load it up with the toppings, you know, the tortilla strips, the cheese, the avocado slices. You know, it's really, how can I say, it's the kind of spice, again, that is not really intense. It's kind of a little soul warming, if you will. You know, you can taste the corn, you can taste the hominy. It just revives your senses. You know, like, you know, chicken tortilla or roasted poblano pepper. They have these, like, this combination of varieties over there, and you know, it is just it's made from scratch. You know, it's not made from cans. You know, they're doing their stock themselves. Simmering it for a long time, and you know, they're producing really, really great results.
My recipe for wild mushroom.
No, great Mexican soup though. Cafe El Tapatio, and they have one in Glenview too. More soup for you now. We're going down the list of Chicago's best places for soup with the editor of Eater Chicago, Ashok Selvam. And let's talk about Andy's Thai Kitchen, because I do like Tom Yum soup, and you did too at this place, didn't you?
Yeah, Andy's is one of the better Thai restaurants in Chicago, and it was forever hidden in Lakeview, and they just recently moved to Diversey. And again, it's the brightness of flavors. It's not too sour. It's not too spicy. Everything, again, there is made with a lot of care. The noodles are fresh. They're using fresh herbs, which is really key to Thai cooking, making sure that, you know, you got the lemongrass. And you have the seasonings are authentic, and you know, Andy's has been doing it for a while. They are you know, among the upper echelon of Thai restaurants in Chicago.
Yeah, Andy sounds great. One of my favorites is Jimmy's Thai in Deerfield, the Tom Kha soup, and that's the one with some coconut milk. Is fantastic. So that's also good as we hit the cooler season. Next on the list, we have a place that offers, well, it's not a traditional soup, and is this place with the dumplings that kind of have the soup inside? What's the story on Lao Peng Yu?
Yeah, Lao Peng Yu is in Westtown at 2020 West Chicago Avenue, and it's run by two brothers. The soup, the Swan Tong Shu Zhuo, and I apologize if I pronounce that the wrong way. It's kind of originated in Central Asia, and you know, we think of kind of Chinese dumplings as dry, but no, they hand make these dumplings and they submerge them in this kind of dark broth. It's not like it's, I guess you could think of it as like as wonton soup that's supercharged. And it's slightly bitter, a little sweet, and it's again, it is a really fun, unique experience, and you don't see it very often in Chicago.
Lao Peng Yu, where is this place, Hashom?
Ashok? It is 2020 West Chicago Avenue. It's kind of near Chicago and Damon.
Also on the Eater's list of best soups in the Chicago area, you've got some places that are familiar old favorites. I haven't thought about them in terms of soup, though. Let's talk about First Star of Siam. They've been around a while, haven't they?
Yeah, Star Siam. Like, you know, the reason I put this on the map is I got this, again, kind of a nostalgic spot for it, downtown Chicago. When, you know, you're working downtown Chicago, and snow is falling. You know, you're looking at, like, you know, that iconic sign wandering downtown. Perhaps you've had a, you know, a cocktail or two or something. And it's just like kind of like such a retro space. And the soup is surprisingly really good. It's one of those things they nailed at an early time. And I feel like they're like kind of a pioneer in that, where the soups have always been a strong thing for them. Even, you know, the menus change, you know, according to taste. And, you know, they have kind of that, the chicken noodle soup. And it's you know, it's spiked with, you know, that those Thai spices, and it's a really a good gateway toward their other dishes, and that's why I like Star Siam.
Yeah, they've been there on East Illinois forever. And talk about a longtime favorite, Greek Islands. And Avgo Lemonel has always been a favorite of mine, and that's what you liked here, right?
Yeah, you know, it's just like it's right in, like, it's hidden in broad daylight. You know, Greek Islands, and I know they have multiple locations, and they got 200 South Halsted Street in Greektown is you know, the city location, and they just do the you know, the egg lemon soup in such a classy way. It's creamy, and it's got the chicken broth rice, egg yolks, and lemon blended, you know, just exquisitely. And, you know, maybe you need to take a little break from the lambs and meats. You can go soup.
And no list of great soup would be complete without the matzo ball soup at Manny's. Tell us about this for anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah, you know, Manny's, who hasn't been to Manny's? And if you haven't been there, shame on you. Go get there, especially in an election week when it's such an iconic spot. You know, you just go over to the cafeteria style, and you can get it with matzo ball, kreplach, noodle, or rice. It's just done right. I just want to just quickly mention, beyond Manny's, my former colleague, Naomi Waxman, she found a matzo ball soup over at a dive bar called Best Intentions, and they render this with duck fat, lemongrass, and ginger. So on one side, you got Manny's, the classic presentation of matzo, and then you got Best Intentions, a cocktail bar that is doing it, like, kind of crazy, but also really, really well done.
Yeah, that sounds like a good find.
It's good to see.
Where's Best Intentions located?
3281 West Armitage.
No soup for you!
Yeah, just have a cocktail. But those may be more expensive. The mayor has a liquor tax in the budget. Do you think that's going to result in a higher tab at the bar next year?
Yeah, I mean, eventually. I mean, they're going to have to pass, you know, if the mayor's budget goes... it gets approved, and I know the city council is a little shaky on that, and they're going to pass those that expenses to the consumers. Right now, the, you know, per gallon, these are the wholesale prices. For example, beer is going to go up 34% per gallon. Spirits, you know, stuff that's not beer, if it's under 14% ABV, that's going to go 36%. In, like, kind of nutshell, the proposal is, like, raising these prices 34% to 35%, and the mayor's side says this is going to be the first time they're doing this in 16 years. And I know a lot of, you know, the lobbyist groups are not very happy. They're not very happy, and I don't think the consumer should be happy too, because drinks already cost, like, a cheap drink downtown is $12. How much are you going to shake down people for?
Have more soup next year. That's the way to go. It's the editor of Eater Chicago, Ashok Selvam. Thanks. Happy eating, Ashok.
Thank you, Bob.